Welcome to episode 7 of the Binge Buzz. I am joined, as always, by my co-host Jason Brown and Coach Stan Binge, Hall of Fame coach. How you doing this morning, Coach?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good, good. So your girls kind of had another little bit of a split week. You guys beat Southport in one of the most entertaining, or excuse me, not Southport, Roncalli, in one of the most entertaining games I've ever seen, just basketball-wise. And then they followed it up in a defensive battle against Pike, I would say. Kind of first off, from the highs of highs, of Tuesday, the kind of the lows of, Thursday, how do you kind of, just as a coach, how do you kind of process with that?
Well, I thought against Roncalli, we did a nice job. We played hard. We probably did what we're capable of doing, and we're able to, hit a shot at the end. Like you said, it was a very entertaining and exciting game, and it seems like the two games that I feel like we've played the best, we followed up with two of our worst games. Against Pike, I thought we played hard, but we hardly hit a shot, didn't hit very many shots at all. Plus, didn't always do things right defensively either. I think it's, Pike, they know all the players and that kind of thing. And I think maybe emotions had a little bit to do with it, but it's a little disappointing that we weren't able to follow up with another good effort. Realistically, it would have been very difficult. We would have been playing Lawrence Central the next game, but we really would have liked to have done that. But you got to give Pike credit for playing hard. I thought they played hard, and they did some good things, but I didn't think we played up to what we're capable of doing.
Agreed. So, kind of in that last moment there in the Roncalli game, you let Wheeler, take the shot herself and elected not to call a timeout. Is there any, kind of reasoning behind that, just to kind of let her go there in that situation? Or, what was kind of, the idea not to take a timeout in that moment?
Well, we had made some mistakes to get to that point because we were ahead 4 and didn't execute a couple of times. And, but once it was a tie game with, there's about 23, 24 seconds to go, we had the matchup we wanted. We didn't want them to. Yeah, we had the ball in the hands of the person we wanted. So we were able to just go with it. There was no reason to call a timeout at that point in time. And Zoe did a nice job of executing and hitting the shot. And But it sort of reminded me a little bit when we I know it's a long time, probably before your time, when we played South Bend, Washington in the state championship game when Bria Goss hit the game-winning shot. It was sort of the same type of situation. Bria had it in her hands. We had the matchup we wanted, so we just went with it and didn't need to call a timeout.
Reed, Jason, do you have anything?
Yeah, well, first of all, good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
So what is your plan going into next game against Zionsville Eagles? Right now, they're currently 8-2. Like, what is the plan?
Yeah, I mean, our schedule didn't get any easier. We go at Zionsville and at Roncalli our next two games, and I'm sure Roncalli will have be very motivated and sort of our plan all year is just to try to get better and try to get the players to understand what they're capable of doing and get everybody on the same wavelength. So, we've made baby steps maybe, but, I still think there's a lot more left, and I just hope we're able to get there.
Another performer that you've seen kind of come in and have, her moments is, Layla Brown. I think she played, I think it was Roncalli. She came in, hit a few shots, kind of when she, gets it all together, with how talented she is with the Rock, obviously she's gonna be a great player. How do you kind of get her into success here, especially, last week when Scotland, had her injury problems?
Yeah, I mean, Layla is physically very gifted, and she can do some things. She gets excited. She gets in foul trouble a lot. I mean, she only played 8 minutes. Pikes when she had a nice third quarter, but she only played eight minutes, I think, but she had 4 fouls real quick. And so if she'll focus and do the things she needs to, she's going to help our team out tremendously. You're right. I mean, she's a very talented player, and we hope that she's able to do that.
What were you know, what kind of went wrong in that Pike game, do you think, for your girls? Was there kind of a moment in that game, or was it just, you know?
Well, you know, from the very start, we let one of their better shooters have a three-pointer without even guarding her right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then, but that wasn't it. We were still right in the game. I still thought there was going to be a point in time where we got things. But after, I think, the first 4 or 5 minutes, we hit a couple shots. After that, we just got very anxious, did not take good shots, did not rush our shots, and did not hit one. I think at one point in time, we missed like 14 shots in a row. And so when you do that, when you miss so many shots, then I think, especially with our players and most players, when you miss so many shots, you maybe emotionally get down a little bit, and then you let up and do some things wrong at the other end. And the combination of the two things, you know, just didn't lead to a good result.
So another one of my last questions here. You guys obviously had one of the probably the toughest schedule in all of 4A, you know. But you finally have a week, and this is, I think, your first week in a while where you've only going to play one game. Does that, you think that's an advantage to you guys, or a disadvantage, or anything like that?
You know, the good question to that, for the coaches, they mm-hmm. look forward to it. If the players look at it right, it can help us tremendously. But if they're thinking, oh, man, we've got 2 or 3 practices before we play and aren't looking at it to improve themselves this week, then it's not good. So hopefully they're looking at it in the right way. And it, you're right, it's sort of the first time all season over these next couple weeks where we'll be able to actually get some good practice time in. It's not just one and then get ready for the next opponent.
So last question here. Is there anyone, you know, you're looking out for on your team to kind of, you know, shine player-wise this week?
Well, yeah, I mean, all of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much more left in us that we've got to get it. I mean, if you look at it, you know, I mean, Hermione had been out a long time. Zoe has been out for a prolonged period of time. Leia Seltzer has been out for a long period of time. So if we can get all the players in it, and then Scotland Johnson's another one. So, you know, that's a lot of your experience right there you're talking about. And if we can, you know, get them all together and all knowing what to do and then add a little something, then, you know, I still think that we can be a very good basketball team.
Agreed. And again, it's, you know, it's been fun to watch all season. And again, hopefully these last, you know, this last stretch of the season, we can, you know, get some wins there. Yeah,
that's right.
For sure. All right. Well, thank you, Coach Benj. As this week, you guys should listen into our broadcast on 12/14. That is December 14th, 7:30, as the girls hit the road against the Zionsville Eagles. Thank you guys for listening. Once again, thank you, Coach.